Sometime around the 11th century, Western composers began to make room on the page for a new kind of sound. These notes would fall outside the key of a piece of music, generally a half step higher or a half step lower. They could even sound like a mistake. And that's how accidentals were born. Flash forward more than 1,000 years, and our friend Gwen Tompkins has more to say about how necessary accidentals have become to music.
The word accidental has all the elegance of a police blotter. Accidental homicide, accidental fall, accidental overdose. But in music, accidentals are notes that add a hint of drama to a measure. Johann Sebastian Bach wrote compositions that are rife with accidentals, and he sounds great. Bach wrote the Chromatic Fantasy and Fugue in D minor more than 300 years ago. One of the reasons why it sounds so intense is because there are notes throughout that are not like the rest. They're not in D minor, and they add different flecks of color to the music. They're accidentals. The last time I saw the legendary producer and songwriter Alan Toussaint, he sat at his grand piano and demonstrated what accidentals can do in a more modern vernacular.
Whenever you play, you're usually in a major mode, a minor mode, and a certain amount of notes goes in that scale. For instance, if you're in the key of C.
Sounds like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, right? But an accidental is often a half step between a re and a mi, or a fa and a so, or a so and a la. And throwing a half step into the mix sounds kind of funny.
If you're playing in the key of F and U, that's proper. And if you say, you heard that, I think accidental was a very good phrase for that.
Accidentals make music more emotive, more suspenseful, and a heck of a lot more interesting. And yet there's nothing accidental about them. David Torkanowski trained at the Berklee School of Music and became a modern jazz pianist and bandleader. His father, Werner Torkanowski, was a symphony conductor.
The note in itself is on purpose. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about St. James Infirmary Blues.
Yes.
It's a minor song, traditionally in the key of F minor. Now, all of that is in the key signature. All of that's in the key signature. That flat five was an accidental, because it's not in the key signature.
During the Renaissance, accidentals shocked the music-loving world. Nowadays, Torkanowski says they've lost their shock value. They're everywhere, in church hymns, jazz, and other mostly written forms of music. But a well-placed accidental can still provoke.
You deviate from what's expected, so you have somebody's attention. And in this day and age, that's all you can hope for.
On the stave, accidental notations look drab. The symbol for a sharp looks like a hashtag. A flat looks like a small letter B. The symbol for a natural, which restores the music to its earlier key, looks like a single step on a fire escape. But in the hands of a composer like Wagner, they're magical tools of storytelling. Half step by half step, the music becomes more demanding, more visceral. Can you feel the mounting passion between Tristan and Isolde? It doesn't take musical training to perform accidentals. Musicians who can't read music learn the notes by ear. And most people sing them without ever knowing they're continuing a 1,000-year tradition. Amy Frimmer teaches classical voice at Tulane University in New Orleans. She says modern composers often use accidentals to enhance lyrics, a notion known as word painting.
Word painting is giving emphasis to a particular word or passage of text. For example, if I was talking about weeping or crying, I might have descending half steps that would indicate something like that.
Frimmer says Cole Porter was particularly clever at word painting. Remember the musical Kiss Me, Kate? So in love with you, my love, am I?
In the ending of So in Love, that's where a bunch of accidentals are inserted by Cole Porter, and you get the sense that he's actually telegraphing falling in love, which I just love.
So how does someone fall in love in half steps?
We get, I'm yours till I die. This is still in the key signature. So in love. Here we're about to get our first accidental. Right there we have a little half step happening. Then another one. So in love. There we get another half step down. With you, my love. And then we're all the way back in the key signature. Can you see how cool is that?
It is cool. Can you do the whole chorus?
So taunt me?
Yes, so taunt me.
So taunt me and hurt me. Deceive me, desert me. I'm yours till I die.
Now that's good storytelling. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Tompkins in New Orleans.
So taunt me and hurt me.